Right, I'm here today talking to John Lincoln, Project Manager Audit Scotland, about our latest report, The Cost of Public Sector Pensions in Scotland. John, what's this report about?
It's about the six occupational pension schemes in the public sector in Scotland. Currently, about one in five people in Scotland are either pensioners from those schemes or will have a pension in the future. And what we've done is try to assess the costs of those pensions now and how they've changed, and also looking at what benefits employees get from the schemes.
And what have you found?
Overall, about £3 billion a year is spent on public sector pensions in Scotland. And currently, to pay for pensions in the future, employees are spending about £2.2 billion a year, and employees are spending about £800 million a year paying into those pensions for the future. Now, these are both are increasing in real terms at the moment because there are more pensioners, more people in the public sector. So that creates cost pressures in those schemes. And currently, partly because of that, the UK government is looking at reforming the schemes.
Now, you mentioned there that the UK government is looking at reforming the schemes, and there is an independent commission looking at public sector pensions. Mm-hmm. And in your report and in your news release, you say there that it's important the Scottish government and councils ensure pensions are fair and affordable. Can you just expand a little bit on what you mean there?
Yeah, I think it's one of the key things that the Pension Commission says is that pensions should be fair and affordable. And what we're looking at there is that because people have been living longer, it's been costing more to pay out pensions because you're paying out for a longer period of time. In the past, that additional cost has been met by employers, and the government sees that perhaps it's time that employees should sort of help to pay for a bit more of the cost of their pensions. Now, for affordable, what we're looking at there is what we don't want to do is price the low paid out of pensions, because that would be worse for everyone in the long term. So what we could be looking at in terms of affordability is looking at a tiering of contributions, like you have in the local government scheme, for example, where people on low pay a low proportion of their salary on pensions, and people who are better off and can afford more pay more into the pension scheme. And that ensures that people don't drop out of occupational pensions at all.
Now, there's quite a lot of chat about a pensions black hole. You hear that term quite a lot.
Yeah.
Is Scotland's public sector heading for a pensions black hole?
What's generally meant by that is people are looking at the pension liabilities that have risen substantially in the past few years. The reason for that is that although the underlying liabilities may not have changed too much, the way that they're calculated is basically that what you will do is look at the cost, add together as to how much you would need in the bank now to pay for all of those pensions that you're going to be paying over the next 50 years. And consequently, that adds up to a very large sum of money. Now, what's happened is that because interest rates have gone down, then the amount of money you need in the bank now has increased substantially because of the historically low interest rates.
Just coming back to what we were talking earlier about the balance between employer and employee contributions, are we basically saying public sector workers are going to have to pay more into their pensions?
It certainly looks like public sector workers are going to have to pay more. The government in its spending review in the autumn, their figures basically would suggest around a 3% increase in employees' pension contributions coming up in the next few years. Now, what we'll need to do is wait for the Pension Commission to publish its review, and it's due to come out before the budget, and then look what happens in the budget and what the government takes forward as a result of the budget and the spending review. But certainly the indications are that employees are going to have to pay more for pensions in the future.
And just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
The Independent Commission will be publishing figures at a UK level. What our report does is publish a lot of information about the costs of pensions and what people get at the Scotland level. And that will be very useful in the debate on, hopefully, in pensions in Scotland. Now, when the review publishes and the policy changes from a UK level, and it's a reserved matter, the Scottish Government does have some discretion as to how those changes are implemented in Scotland. So what we would suggest is that the Scottish Government has clear objectives for what it wants from public sector pensions, and then when it's implementing the UK-based changes, it basically implements them in such a way as to meet its objectives for Scotland and keep things fair and affordable. Although it must be said that the Scottish Government does have a limited discretion in this area, and most of the changes are driven by UK government policy.
John, thanks very much.